bullets in my head and they won't.
Second thing I'd like to talk about is the Bob Sykes Bridge. We have continued to have engineers out there today. We do feel that two axle vehicles can get across. If you have a heavier vehicle or a box truck, if you can put that in a trailer to help distribute the weight, that is the best for us, as we are having to space vehicles out so that we don't cause more damage. For heavier vehicles, we are working on a staging location where we can escort you. We will close the bridge, space you out, and have you slow down to get across the bridge.
Wow. I'll just be the guy to say it. If you're telling me to be careful about how much weight we put on the bridge, I'm the guy who's like, yeah, probably going to find a different way. But maybe you don't have a different way. Same thing for Garcon Point, though, right? That was Commissioner Robert Bender talking yesterday at the press conference. Joining us now to talk a little bit about what's going on with our bridges and roads and everything else, Senator Doug Broxson. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, sir.
So you
Send my condolences to all those people that had losses, and I know it's a shock to their system, but help is on the way, and hopefully we'll have a crew of adjusters, both mostly flood, that'll be here very, very soon.
Well, that's good news, and obviously it's that first couple of days that really kind of suck the worst, and then all the resources come in, and we start to get a little bit back to normal with electricity, with the water, with the everything. Obviously, we are very focused on the effect to infrastructure. Bob Sykes, Garcon Point, 3 Mile Bridge. You have been kind of the point person with regards to this bridge stuff. Let's start with the big one, 3 Mile Bridge. Do we have any estimate? I have been saying I cannot believe, based on the photos, that it can be done in 60 days. I have been saying months, probably. What's your sense of how this is going?
Well, I think it's kind of the good news is that the contractor that caused the damage has $100 million of equipment already staged, ready to go. And they have a plant that has produced every piece of structured concrete that goes on that bridge. So they can produce it and put it up fairly quickly. The question we're dealing with right now is the engineering trying to determine if we have not only structural damage above the water, but what do we have below the water. And we will have that determination. I talked to Secretary Thibault yesterday, and they should have that. They brought a crew of engineers over here to do an analysis. And once they present that to Skanska, they will come up with a date that we think will be back in operation.
And so
there is some confusion about the toll on Garcon.
Yeah.
It does go through Wednesday, but I've been promised by the governor and the secretary that that's simply a way to delineate between what potentially could be one person's responsibility to another. So we expect that toll to be lifted and during the entire duration of the construction of the new span. So I don't want people to be overly concerned. I know that people have already begun to calculate what that's going to cost them for two cars to go across that daily, and they're kind of panicked. But don't panic yet. We have pretty good assurance from folks that we're going to be okay.
Well, that is, we had heard that from Representative Andrade as well, and there was a little bit of confusion because FDOT had said through Wednesday at 6 a.m., but he had said, and now you're saying, that the governor has pledged that toll is going to be suspended indefinitely until the 3 Mile Bridge is back open. It's really just going to be a question of where the payment for those tolls comes from, because it's a private bridge, right?
Exactly. One of the confusions, and we got some feedback on Facebook when I said that we were including that bridge in the FEMA request, and we're not displacing liability. What we're doing is we're trying to accelerate the process where we have to go through. When you get a declaration and FEMA's involved, the contracting period becomes much shorter. You don't have to go through the normal bidding period. You can do an emergency contract. And that's the reason we need FEMA involved. And I have a meeting with them this afternoon, and hopefully we can resolve some of those issues.
One of the questions that keeps coming up, we're talking to Senator Doug Broxson, one of the questions that keeps coming up is to what degree Skanska is going to either accept and or be held responsible for damage to Three Mile Bridge, the toll on Garcon Point for displaced motorists, other forms of damage as a result of their barges. Do you have anything about that that you can tell us?
No, I know the governor spoke to that this week, and the secretary probably will speak to it. That's really not in my purview. Litigation and working out contracts will have to be done by the executive branch. So we know that what their initial position is, that they didn't have control over any of those equipment, and they expect the person who did to be accountable for them. And I think that's where we'll be for the next few weeks. I saw this morning, I think that's already been a couple of lawsuits filed, and that's to be expected. It's I think the longer this goes, the more anger we're going to see in the general public when they get backed up on 98 and Garcon and I-10. I talked to the head of the Highway Patrol yesterday, Colonel Spaulding, about having a live person at every intersection so that we don't have this four-way stop. You know, you got 1,000 cars waiting to get through one side, and a car shows up that has the same privilege on a road that's really not being used. So I definitely think we've got to have a little better traffic control at the intersections, and I believe that's on its way.
You know, this is one of those things that I suggest it to you only because it may be nobody thinks of it and maybe it would help. It's my opinion the width of the Garcon Point Bridge might sustain three tight lanes, the way we have five lanes shoved onto the new 3 Mile Bridge at the moment, even though it's not built for that. That maybe we could do one of those one lane each way and then one lane reversing based on the time of day, just as a way to facilitate the flow of traffic, because you know when people start getting back to work that's going to be an issue, even with the toll lifted.
That's a great suggestion. I'll pass it on to DOT. I think what you're going to see from DOT, it's going to be safety first. There'll be great ideas on how to maybe expedite the whole process, but one of the reasons that they want to be really careful on the bridge, our Garcon was hit by a barge. They think it's okay, but they don't work on thinking. They work on reality, and we're going to protect the public first. They're going to limit commercial traffic, and I can tell you, I believe that bridge would not be open unless they had reassurance that it is safe for the general public.
Yeah, agreed. And I mean, you know, we have all these same concerns. It's like somebody came through, and if they really tried to take us out, you know, they probably couldn't have done much of a better job than by limiting all of our bridges. Do you know much? I know it's not a state road, but I know you're, you know, very informed on all these things. Do you know very much about the condition at the Bob Sykes Bridge?
No, I know that the county engineers, or they called in engineers last week, and there was some concern about a portion. I think there was some east side damage. They determined it was not enough to shut the bridge down. So I'm simply going by the experts. If cars are running, I believe they passed the ultimate test of safety.
Right. Well, you know, that's true as well. Senator Broxson, anything else that that you want to let our listeners know this morning as they're, you know, they're driving around trying to find gas, or driving around trying to get to the food distribution sites, the pods are causing major traffic snafus right now all over the Escambia County area. Anything else that maybe I didn't think to ask you that you've been in contact with all these folks and you know about that you want to let people know?
Well, I talked to Director Moskowitz yesterday, and they delivered 300,000 gallons on, I think it was Thursday night. They've got another supply. The problem that they have is not supply of gas, just the individual station's ability to pump the gas. Some of them do not have transfer stations, even if they had a generating system. So we're seeing a lot of stations not open because they simply have no electricity. I think once that's resolved, and it should be, according to Gulf Power, and I'm meeting with them in a few minutes, once that's resolved, we'll see the panic for gas shift dramatically, because we'll have electricity back. We can pump that. We know we have a good supply coming in. That's been promised to us by the state. just be patient and things will be somewhat okay for the next few weeks. We'll get back to normal, whatever normal looks like in this day and age, hopefully within 60 to 90 days.
Very good. Senator Broxson, you know, as always, I appreciate the information. You know, we all want faster time frames, but, you know, we're all realists as well. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing, keeping us informed and talking to the right people and trying to get things like that major disaster declaration, gas, bridges, roads, all of the stuff that you're doing behind the scenes. We appreciate the work. Thanks for the time on a Saturday, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling.
You bet. 946 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. So, again, confirmation there that the Garcon Point Bridge toll is going to be an indefinite suspension until the three-mile bridge is repaired. You know, till Wednesday, officially from FDOT, but now that's both State Representative Andrade and Senator Broxson saying that the governor has pledged an indefinite suspension of that toll. It's just going to be a question of who pays the bill for that. And then, you know, possibilities for solving the bridges and getting people back and forth to work. And plus the gas, you know, it is maddening, really. I know it's maddening to think that there is adequate gas for everybody's needs 10, 15 feet down in the tank below the ground that you can't get to because there's no power to the gas station. I understand that that is infuriating, but, you know, that's the situation that we're dealing with right now. And soon, okay, soon. But, you know, you want it now, and soon doesn't sound an awful lot like now, and I understand that as well. I am Andrew McKay. It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, AM 1330, and FM 99.1. Davis Allen has traffic on the fives.
Garcon Point is where you're going to find the most delays as of right now. The northern part of the bridge is down to one lane, so they're alternating northbound and southbound traffic from going through. So just be ready to pack your patience. If you're trying to go northbound, that traffic is backed up all the way into Gulf Breeze, while southbound traffic backed up all the way near the Garcon Point Road. So just be ready to expect those delays. Also, 9 Mile Road not showing as much delays, but still a little slow moving, mainly going eastbound in the area of Highway 29. Also, Lillian Highway going towards the bridge over Perdido Bay, eastbound traffic towards Bower Road also showing some significant delays. There is a gas station over there that could be why we are seeing those delays. And if you see anything else out there, do let me know, 2626-111. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
So we've been talking with you about this Reliance Aerotech, which is a brand new advertiser on the show, and how they sanitize planes. And you probably were thinking, well, okay, what's that got to do with me? Well, here's the point. They sanitize the interior of the plane with this misting fogger kind of a device that operates under remote control, and they close it up and they sanitize it, and then you don't even have to wipe it because it'd be counterproductive. Why would you have to wipe a surface you already clean? You can actually eat off of the surfaces that they clean because it's that good. Well, they can sanitize not just a plane, but a boat, a bus, an ambulance. That's one of the areas that they're doing a lot of recently. Your food prep area in your kitchen, your dining area, anything that your business, if you got an enclosed space, they can solve it. They have a quick solution for all the space. It takes just about 10 minutes. Of course, they come right to you. Full coverage clean that is completely dispersed remotely, and then you get a certificate of envelopment decontamination. You can find them online at reliance.aero. That's reliance.aero.
Look up, look down, look around. Look up, look down, look around. In the trees and on the ground, 'cause ALB must be found.
If you're hearing this, you should be concerned about the Asian longhorned beetle, an invasive species that's destroying our trees. But you can help. Look for the signs and help stop the beetle.
Look up, look down, look around. Look up, look down, look around. In the trees and on the ground, 'cause the ALB must be found.
Some signs of the ALB are dime-sized holes on tree trunks, a sawdust-like material called frass, and the beetle itself, with a long black body and white spots.
Look up, look down, look around. Look up, look down, look around. In the trees and on the ground, 'cause the ALB must be found.
Learn all the signs and how to report them at AsianLonghornedBeetle.com. That's AsianLonghornedBeetle.com.
The Western Scrub Jay. I was taking my science class on a virtual reality bird watching expedition. All of a sudden, Charlie Kane shouts, "Arr! Arr!" He had spotted the elusive black swift, a bird rarely seen in the wild. For a brief moment, Charlie had not the eyes of a 9-year-old boy. He had the eyes of an eagle.
Teachers just have better work stories. Find out how creative teaching can be at teachdfw.org. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Matt Kenseth. You don't have to be a race car driver to know that life can be full of drama. Some of it you can't control, like mechanical issues, high winds, and rain delays. But there's some drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
You just need to take that first step and find free classes.